Welcome to the Lights, Camera, Rant Podcast. Your source for the latest on movies, TV shows, and video games. Get ready for ranting, raving, and reviewing. Here is your host, Lee.
That never gets old. That never gets old.
I can
imagine. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Lights, Camera, Rant. And for this particular episode, I have a very special guest, Morgan Cobbs. How are you going?
I'm doing good. Doing really great. Really excited to be here. Excited to be on the Lights, Camera, Rant podcast.
Oh, we're more than happy to have you, and I know it's taken a little bit back and forth to try and get this organized because of time differences.
I know, it's a challenge.
I always keep forgetting, like, oh, we're a day ahead. I'm like, no, you got to pull back the time. No, it's 12 hours, and then trying to figure out, like, oh, that's right, there's a time in America, there's time difference between one side to the other.
Yeah, it's like New York. Well, I'm on like the East Coast, We're 3 hours ahead of Los Angeles. Like, we're 3 hours ahead. Oh, and tonight's also daylight savings time ends today. So we.
Oh, well. Thank you for giving me the heads up for the next, my next international guest.
Yeah. Where exactly in Australia are you like located?
I am in Victoria, in Melbourne. So, like, at the very bottom.
Okay.
And for the majority of all the guests I have had in my show have all been international. Majority of them, except for like one.
Oh, wow.
I always try to remember, like, so when I have a guest that's in Australia, I'm like, oh, that's right. We can do this at the right time. It's the same time. but like, again, thank you very much for confirming on the show. And please tell everyone who's listening and watching, tell us a bit about your podcast, because you only started in May, which you've been killing it. I've listened to a couple episodes. I enjoyed your Black Adam one.
The one I just posted like yesterday.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, man. Get a notification, I start listening.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us tell us about your podcast, plug as much as you want, and tell me what got you started in all this.
All right. Well, for those of you listening, my name is Morgan Cobbs. I'm the host of the Cobbs Corner podcast. That is my last name, Cobbs Corner podcast. I'm available on all podcast streaming platforms. I think like the big, I guess judging by my analytics, like most of my listeners are on like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You know, so Apple Podcasts for those of you who have iOS devices, and for us with Androids, you know, Spotify, Google Podcasts. A few of my episodes are on YouTube, not every single one of them. But it's a podcast where I review movies, and I even talk a little bit about TV shows. It's really for all of us who have a love for TV and film and for entertainment at large. And I mainly talk about superhero movies. Like, I'm starting to get
good
into
choice.
Definitely good choice. I started with like the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and I'm kind of still getting through this Infinity Saga rewatch series that I've been at it since like the start of this podcast back in May. So I started with Marvel, and branching over into DC, and I definitely want to. Like, I have like my list on Netflix. Like, I got other stuff coming. So definitely subscribe to the podcast on wherever you get your podcasts. Follow me on Instagram at, I think it's Cobbs_corner_podcast. I'm on TikTok, Cobbs Corner Podcast, all lowercase, no spaces.
You're on everything.
Well, mainly Instagram and TikTok. Like, that's mainly where I promote the podcast to find out about new uploads, and I recently started a Discord chat as well. So the Discord will just be a area for me and for all my followers. For me and Lee and all the listeners, for us to just kind of have a sense of community and just kind of like you know, type in our different theories and our different predictions for upcoming movies and TV shows, our thoughts on different movies and TV shows. But I mainly focus on like nerd culture, Marvel, Star Wars, DC, you know, I do have plans to branch over into other territories as well. So
do it, man. Sky's the limit. Sky's the limit. The fact that you're going through the Infinity Saga, you got a lot to go through. Right. But the thing is,
end now.
You've got so much content to work with.
Definitely.
And funny enough, you mentioned about the Discord. Like I only started my Discord, I think about a month ago. I had not really used Discord. Wasn't really sure. I assumed it was more of like a bit more of a gaming central, right, or more of a gaming.
Yeah, because I've heard like not just Discord, but also like Twitch, which we're currently like live streaming on. Like I've always heard
yes.
those in like the gaming circles. Like, you know, it's like, you know, follow me. There are like gamers on YouTube will be like, you know, follow me on like Twitch or on like, or join the Discord chat. And so.
Well, that's right. Well, we're currently streaming on both Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch all at the same time. So, and for anyone, if you have any questions or anything, please don't hesitate. And obviously,
please. Yeah, definitely. But I also subscribe to it. There's a YouTube channel, New Rockstars, which I'm actually wearing one of their shirts. They have a merch partner, Epic Hero Shop. And this was the shirt that they did for the series What If. And it's like, it's supposed to be like Uatu the Watcher. And it's like, it's cut off, but like, it's a question mark. And it says like, what if?
What if?
So like, they'll
did you like What If?
I liked it. Yeah, I did. I liked, I feel like that's a show that they started and there really is no end to that show. Like there's just so many different like possibilities and like so many different tears to the timeline. They can go so many different directions. I'm definitely looking forward to season two. And I heard that, well, I'm not sure if this is like still like factual, but I know like What If is getting a second season, Loki's getting a second season, and that those are the only like shows that have been only Marvel shows that are confirmed to be getting a second season. I mean,
That's right. Yeah. Loki right. season two, What If season
we know
two.
For sure.
Because any other show that we've gotten kind of, they haven't like getting a season two. It's kind of like a spin-off. So like, you know,
yeah,
Echo
yeah.
is a spin-off from Hawkeye.
From Hawkeye. Yeah.
Agatha is a spin-off from WandaVision.
Yeah, Agatha, Coven of Chaos, which I saw, I don't know if it was you that posted on your Instagram story that Agatha Coven
it would
of
be
Chaos
me.
Would yeah. Yeah, that Agatha Coven of Chaos would also be a 9-episode miniseries.
Yes.
Yeah, and I like how, but then I guess they're also like some of these series are like setups for Phase 5 as well. It's like
that's right, a lot of it is. Yeah, and it's like we were obviously chatting like 20 minutes before we started doing this. But you know, it's very scary to say, which this week Black Panther drops, which ends Phase 4 for the movies.
Yeah.
But for the TV shows, I think it's Secret Invasion wraps up Phase 4 entirely, but it's weird. So Secret Invasion wraps up Phase 4 entirely, but Black Panther wraps up the movies.
Okay, yeah, but is Secret Invasion coming out before or after Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania?
I think it's Feb or March.
Yeah,
it's
well,
to be coming out.
Yeah, well, I know Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania is February 17th, but like,
it's weird.
If that's the start of Phase 5 and Secret Invasion starts after that, then wouldn't Secret Invasion also be a part of Phase 5 then?
Yes, technically, like I could be wrong, but I think that's a lot at Disney. What was it? It wasn't Comic-Con. Oh, Disney Plus Day.
D-tiny
I think Disney Plus Day. That's when Kevin Feige said all that. I think anyone who's coming, I could be wrong, but I think it could be because everything got kind of delayed because of COVID.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So I think we'll have that overlap, but I don't think it will happen again. So Secret Invasion might be like half phase four, half phase five, you know, ends and goes back up.
But I'm wondering, like, is it going to be like how in Spider-Man No Way Home, like how there was the Statue of Liberty that was restored to its original bronze, and they had the Captain America shield. And then I think you actually see an ad for Rogers the Musical in Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yes, you do.
And then there's that episode with Yelena Belova where she mentions the new and improved Statue of Liberty.
In Hawkeye. Bingo. Like, you know your homework.
And then, okay, it's not me. Shout out to Eric Voss on New Rock Stars. Go check those guys out, okay? Like, they.
I will.
Dare I say they're the reason I have a podcast? But I mean, it's like, you know, she mentions like the new and improved Statue of Liberty. So that episode chronologically takes place, I guess, before No Way Home. There's that episode, and then No Way Home happens, and then the Statue of Liberty, the, you know, shield falls. But then at the end of No Way Home, after the whole world has forgotten who Peter Parker is, everyone remembers Spider-Man. We see the new suit, and we see him swing through 30 Rock before that Christmas tree is brought down on the season finale of Hawkeye. So I'm wondering, like, is it going to be one of those things where it's like, Secret Invasion, like, half phase four, half phase five.
I think that's where it could be going. But let's be honest, this week we got Black Panther. And not only have we got Black Panther dropping, we also have God of War.
God of War, oh.
It's a big, you're a big gamer?
Not as much now. I mean, and I remember like the God of War games for like PS3 back when I was in like elementary school. I remember those, and I remember they did a God of War game. Was it 2018? The game that won best game of 2018. Yeah, was the God of War. And I've seen promotions. I've seen ads for like the new God of War game. Yeah, that one. But Gotham Knights came out recently as well.
Yeah,
I heard it wasn't.
Yeah, good. I started playing that. For anyone who's listening, the review is coming, and it's a shadow of Arkham Knight. I'm pretty sure that is the working title of my game review episode. Is A Shadow of Arkham Knight. It's doesn't pack as much punch. Anyway, I'd save that for another episode. But I just thought it's just interesting the fact that we have potentially the biggest Marvel movie dropping in this year, and we have the biggest video game dropping in the same week.
Right.
Because God of War 5
pretty huge.
Because God of War 5 is meant to be game of the year. Well, actually, it's rumored to be game of the year. But all the reviews are coming out right now, which I've seen in IGN and all that. And unfortunately, this is what I hate about major AAA titles. People review it. Like, there's been reviews coming out since last Friday. I'm like, no one can play it. So why are you showing all this content? Why is it on TikTok and everything? I'm like,
yeah.
You know, people are spoiling full cutscenes.
Oh God, yeah.
I'm like, right. That's.
I mean, I'm the same way with like when it comes to movies, because I realize, you know, me being like from the United States, like a lot of the Marvel movies, like a lot of the movies that the American movies that are played overseas are the superhero movies, and they usually come out in theaters overseas before they come out in the United States. So it's kind of like, not just the days, but like maybe like a solid week leading up to the release date, I have to probably just like not be on Instagram like for like a whole week. Like I took so many precautions for Avengers Endgame. I saw it opening night. I have this like zip up Tony Stark hoodie that's like the exact same hoodie that he wore in Avengers Infinity War. I was watching that hoodie. I was wearing that hoodie when I watched him die. I had to literally like go into YouTube and download a browser extension video blocker where like I typed in like the every single main character from that film, like block, no search results, nothing. Just
you could do that.
No. Yeah, like I really was not taking any chances. Like, and I still saw it opening night, and then showed up to the theater like an hour early, and then I'm just like sitting in the hallway with my popcorn and soda.
Do that.
And I'm hearing like mild spoilers. I'm like, oh god.
I tried
using the bathroom before the movie, and it's like even as I'm going to the bathroom, I'm like, oh man.
you'll hear everything. I think the biggest thing is I wish I could have gone and seen Empire Strikes Back. Like, just imagine, after you watch that film and then gone, walking out and talking, and you just tell someone, oh my god, Luke's father is like, imagine walking out, because obviously back then they used to still line up major in the ticket line.
Yeah, you used to have like made lines. Like there was none of this. Like, I've already bought my tickets for Thursday. I'm seeing Black Panther in theaters Thursday, November 10th. I've already bought my tickets. So yeah, there was none of that.
Yeah, I got mine ready to go.
Like back in the 80s, there was. There was none of that. But I think also like reviews are coming out for like Black Panther Wakanda Forever, and like,
yes,
I mean, non-spoiler reviews. I mean, my whole rule is, and I'll definitely do a non-spoiler review of Black Panther Wakanda Forever once I see it. Like, I've already reviewed films in the past where like if it's in theaters, I'll do a non-spoiler review. Like, actually yesterday I dropped my Black Adam non-spoiler review. Check that out. But good because plug, the movie's still... Plug. like because it's still in theaters, like I'm not gonna spoil anything. Like, I've done that for, let's see, Thor Love and Thunder back when it was in theaters. I plan to do a spoiler filled review at some point, and Bullet Train, which I saw in theaters twice. I did a non-spoiler review for that, and then more recently Black Adam. So my rule is, if the film is still in theaters, do not give your spoiler filled review. Like, and also I guess going forward, like, for anyone who's listening, any episode that does not have a number in front of it is usually going to be non-spoiler. If the episode has a number in front of it, you know that it's an official episode. There will be spoilers.
That's true, which
I've talked about in the past, but
that's a good idea. I will say, look, you have more patience than I do. This is a constant argument that I have with one of my friends, is that when I drop my reviews, I say spoiler straight away, because I don't create that non-spoiler and spoiler one. My thing is, my thing is, if you're going to be talking about it, I want to talk about everything. I can't hold back my excitement, especially a Marvel movie. Like, I don't want to tiptoe around it. Like, I want to chat. I want to talk about it. Like, I get excited. And my mate's like, don't forget to say spoilers. I'm like, oh, look, if they're already this far way through the episode, then they would know.
Yeah.
Like, if you've come this far.
I mean, yeah, I think having that spoiler warning there is definitely a good practice. For me, the whole thing is, it's like, if I go and see it in theaters once, then it's like, I'm not going to really remember everything, and I'll maybe have to like watch a few other like non-spoiler reviews on like YouTube and kind of like pull from that and kind of formulate my own non-spoiler review, and it'll just be like a shorter episode, my initial thoughts, whether I recommend, do you have to see it in theaters, could you wait for it on stream, and kind of just go from there. But then it's the excitement of, once it's available to stream, I get to watch it again and like kind of revisit those moments that I had in the theaters. Like, now I get to like revisit it at home, and now that it's available to stream, all bets are off. Now I can talk about anything that, what I liked, what I didn't like, and I don't have to worry about spoiling it for anyone, because now everybody has the access to it.
Yeah,
like,
it's
available outside of the movie theater, so now we can actually.
Yeah, so you can say say everything. There's no one can hold it against you.
Yeah, but I think also like kind of being able to give my spoiler-free like initial thoughts, and then maybe that actually gets people to go see the movie. Hearing my non-spoiler review of the film first while it's still in theaters, more people go to see the movie in theaters, and then for those that didn't see it in theaters, it's like, now that it's available to stream, It's like, watch the movie first, then listen to my spoiler-free episode. My spoiler-filled episode that actually does
spoilers. Yeah. No, and that's a good way to do it as well, you know. And you're right, you know, it's the thing is, once it goes on streaming, it's fair game. It's fair game. Pretty it's much. Going everywhere. No one can complain. But you know, it's right now I've seen reviews of Black Panther, but they've all been non-spoiler, and
I haven't looked at any, honestly.
Yeah. Because it's the premiere, so it's initial reactions.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like, if you get to attend the world premiere, which I'd like to attend the world premiere of a Marvel film at least once, please.
I would die.
It's like a Kevin go. Feige. Kevin Feige, you know, if you're listening.
Yeah. Yeah. If Kevin Feige,
or whatever your name is, whether if it's Kevin Feige or K.E.V.I.N.
Kevin.
Kevin. Yeah. If you're listening.
Kevin. I know. When I watched the episode, which I know a lot of people did.
I had to do that segue into She-Hulk because.
Nah, listen, it's all right.
See, this show, I feel like it's a lot of like meta commentary on, like, I guess the idea of having a female Hulk or like a female superhero for that matter. It's like, are we having a female superhero just for the sake of her being a female superhero, or like, you know, what's her backstory? What are her credentials and that sort of thing? So I like that, and I also like, I love the fourth wall breaks and the fourth wall breaks.
They were good.
And like the cameos, it's like a different cameo every episode. It's like they brought in Daredevil, which
my god, I could my whole episode a couple of weeks ago was just like, holy shit, we got Daredevil! Like he's back, and not only is he back, they did him justice in that episode. Like, you could watch all three seasons of Daredevil and then watch that episode, and it's seamlessly the same character.
Right. Well, initially, with Daredevil, I've only seen the first season. I watched it back when it was on Netflix, and like, because I think like when the COVID-19 pandemic had first started, like 2 years ago, I had written out like the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe, like the movies, but also like the shows. Like I also like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Netflix series. And like, I still have like all the Defenders saga written down in my phone. There's a specific order you have to watch them in. And I just couldn't get into Jessica Jones, and I just threw in the towel. Like, Jessica Jones season one is like...
it's surprising you say that, because I enjoyed Jessica Jones season one, but I didn't enjoy season two. But I think I enjoyed season more one because it was David Tennant was the bad guy, and he was such a good...
The 10th Doctor.
Yeah. And he was such a good... Which, hey, he's back. He's back for three episodes.
Oh, okay. Well.
But...
I never made it past season two of Doctor Who. So, I mean, apologize to my listeners across the pond.
No, it's all right. But I think he was a really good bad guy as the purple man, and you really, he just had the way he was portraying the character, you really wanted Jessica Jones to smash his face in.
Yeah. Clear Gray was his name or something like that?
Something Graves.
Yeah, something in Graves, yeah.
Kilgrave. Yeah.
I do plan on watching like all of it. I'm definitely going to have to watch the entire Defender saga in preparation for Daredevil Born Again. So I'm probably gonna have to watch the entire Defender saga and then go back and rewatch that episode of She-Hulk.
I don't know if you need to do that. For the scenes of Deadpool,
I understand it's not like
for the scenes for Daredevil, yes, but there's no confirmation about everybody else at this
stage. Right. I was gonna say, because it's like, And even with Daredevil Born Again, like Charlie Cox, he said how Daredevil Born Again is not Daredevil season four. It's a like reboot of Daredevil. And my guess is they're going to probably maybe accept some aspects of that Defenders saga, like the Daredevil episodes, accept some factors and leave some out of the official MCU canon. And the problem with those shows, and even with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., is those... shows like, because we even had like a inconsistency with the Darkhold in WandaVision.
Yeah,
that same Darkhold shows up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I'm sure like they didn't really plan on way back when that episode was written. But Kevin Feige had to come out and say Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is not official MCU canon, because like the events of the larger like on-screen MCU are referenced in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but never once has any on-screen MCU movie or even like the Disney Plus shows, none of them have ever referenced an event that happens in the Defender saga or on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Therefore, like it's not entirely MCU canon, and it's probably in some parallel universe. Like we know that there was a Battle of New York in the Defender in the Defender saga, but
yes. And if you go back and watch Daredevil, which I did notice in the first season, they mention Cap, they mention Thor, they mention the Battle of New York, but then season 2 and season 3, they don't mention the extended universe as much. Like they die it right down. But once you, I won't spoil it for you, but once you go watch, go back and watch Daredevil 2 and 3, it makes more sense why the new season's called Born Again.
Born Again.
Right. Like it does kind of still segue into that why he's called Born Again and why he has the new suit.
Right, yeah, the red and yellow suit. And then I also understand that like Wilson Fisk, he also showed up on Hawkeye. So
yeah,
I guess Kingpin is official canon now. So,
yes.
So yeah, it's like now I really have a reason to go back and just watch the Defenders, the Defender saga, not just like Daredevil, but also Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist. Which I heard that Iron Fist wasn't that good. Like I heard it was bad. I heard it was kind of whitewashed. Like I heard it was
No. I think out of all of them, I think that's the one that got the least love, and it was the worst. I think it would be different for other people, but it starts with quality wise, Daredevil. I think Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, and then Iron Fist. Yeah.
What about the Punisher series? Did you check out?
Huh?
Because they did do the Punisher series, right?
I totally forgot. Punisher season 1, so good, so brutal. So if you do go back and watch that, you definitely need to go watch that. I still remember seeing the trailer for that when it came out. I still have it imprinted in my head because the trailer was to the tune of One by Metallica. Like that was, have you ever heard that song?
Is that the, no, or am I thinking of like Johnny's Got His Gun, or it's like the Hold My Breath As I Fade Away?
No, it starts off very slow, but it's like,
I feel like I know what song you're talking about. And I just like, if I heard it, I would.
Yeah, well, if you go back and listen to it, I'm a big Metallica fan, and like that song, because the whole story with that song and what's based off fits the Punisher perfectly. But a rumor is that John, I can't remember his last name,
Bernthal.
Yeah. Apparently, he's rumored to be in Born Again.
Okay. I'm kind of on the fence because you know it's like Punisher. They tried a Punisher film in like the 80s, and then there was
and the 90s,
and then
the 90s one with John Travolta wasn't too bad.
Oh, I completely forgot there was one with John Travolta. Like I only know those films exist because I was watching a video on Watch Mojo. It was like every non-MCU Marvel film ranked, and I think they talked about like the 2004 Punisher, and then there was like Punisher Warzone in 2008, and
Warzone was a bit more brutal than the one with John Travolta. I didn't like it as much. But the one with
I haven't seen any of those films.
If you go watch any of them, just watch the one with John Travolta. Like Thomas Jane does a fantastic job, and you like obviously with the Punisher, you feel for him, and you're like, yes, I want you to straight up take these guys out. And the costume he wears is just perfect Punisher.
Perfect, yeah. Yeah. Well,
How you would think. But yeah, there's a lot coming, you know, so you're definitely gonna have enough content to review.
I was gonna say initially what I thought they were gonna do with Daredevil or with Spider-Man No Way Home, like there was the rumors, like, is Charlie Cox going to show up as Daredevil? And I remember reading like a Marvel comic when I was like 9 or 10. And I think it was centered around like the 2008 presidential election. Cause like we actually do see Obama get inaugurated into office at the end of the issue. And like something about Spider-Man was framed for murder. And then his defense attorney in that comic was Matthew Murdock. And how in the comics, like Jen Walters and Matthew Murdock, like they had like worked together both, I guess, inside and outside of the courtroom, in the comics. So I definitely liked their sort of dynamic in She-Hulk. But I thought maybe we were going to see at least one of them in Spider-Man No Way Home. Sure enough, we saw Matthew Murdock in Daredevil in She-Hulk.
Perfect.
Yeah. And then also another bit of like world building, they mentioned how the Sokovia Accords were overturned.
Yes.
Like the Sokovia Accords have been repealed. And like, I guess, assuming She-Hulk takes place around the year 2025-ish. So yeah. About 9 years. So the Sokovia Accords, they were still in place, you know, in like 2016. And then when Infinity War rolls around 2 years later, it's like the Accords are still in place, and then the blip happens. So then those like 5 years go by. So I guess at some point between like 2018 and 2025, then the 7 year time gap, the Accords were repealed at some point, and like superhero anonymity is like allowed again. So. And I'm also wondering, like, is any of this going to play into like Thunderbolts, which
That's the next question as well. You know, will this play into Thunderbolts? But you know, it's the Accords. You knew they were going to be appealed. You know that they were completely null and void at the time. You know, that's.
But then they also mentioned how Bucky was pardoned. Like, if you watch Falcon and the Winter Soldier, they say how like Bucky was pardoned for his actions. Yeah. Well, he got blipped and then came back. Like, he was officially issued a full pardon for all of his past crimes as the Winter Soldier, and for, well, escaping from the Accords, violating the Accords, and then seeking asylum in Wakanda, and then getting dusted, coming back. It's like, your record is expunged, and he's going to show up in Thunderbolts. And so maybe that was a
The biggest thing for the Thunderbolts movie, I'm like, who's the bag? Like, who are they going to be fighting?
Yeah.
When majority of them obviously are the bad guys, because it's the Marvel's version of the Suicide Squad. So
I actually talked about that in one of my episodes. It's like, I don't think I like point blank said that they were Marvel's version of Suicide Squad, but they're all kind of, I guess, I wouldn't even go so far as to call them like anti-heroes. They're just kind of like villains, or I guess they eventually become heroes, but they're like characters who have played both sides at one point or another. Yeah, like they've been on both sides of the spectrum. Especially, I mean, John Walker. Oh man, I mean, like that whole season finale, or I guess series finale of Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It's like, okay, so like John Walker, it's like he's stripped of the mantle of Captain America, and then he makes his own makeshift shield, and then he just shows up. And then the series finale, there's like a final battle. Like, we finally get like Sam Wilson say, "I'm Captain America." I'm like, yes, and that outfit straight from the comics, 2014. Same exact year that Anthony Mackie made his big screen debut as the Falcon in the MCU. That was the same year that Sam Wilson Captain America became official. Well, the Sam Wilson Captain America comic book run started in the comics. And then it's like all of a sudden John Walker shows up and he's just like, "Morgan Saul." I'm like, oh God. I'm like this guy again. He throws the shield and it's like a frisbee, and then, you know, it's like Carly Morgenthau just like, get this out of here. Like, it's like,
I know.
Quoting Abraham Lincoln, like, no, come on. At that point, I'm like, no. Kevin, where are you?
I think the first thing that every time I think of it, Falcon Winter Soldier, is A, they did Anthony Mackie, they did him justice with his suit. It's so clean. It's so neat. They nailed his suit. The other thing is just that scene when our U.S. agent, what's the name, just bashes the guy with the shield, with the cap shield, And there's blood on the shield, which I think is the first... Sorry, it is the first time we saw blood on Cap's shield.
True.
Because the only other time has been alien blood, which doesn't count.
Yeah. Right. But then we also see how, like, John Walker is, like, undeserving of... He's undeserving of the mantle of Captain America because, like, if you compare him to, like, Steve Rogers, who has always wanted to, you know, do the right thing, and although he did carry a pistol during World War II, that wasn't his default. Like, his default was never, like, to just use firearms. And, like, even in Civil War... It's like when he had Iron Man pinned down, like he had his shield raised, he could have killed Tony Stark right then and there, but then he, at the last second, makes a conscious decision to disable his armor, saying, I'm not going to end it like this. And then Tony's like, you don't deserve that shield. My father made it. He's like, all right, fine. Take it.
Yeah.
That was the fact that Steve Rogers was willing to walk away from the Captain America mantle is really... Sounds counterintuitive, like that's why he was worthy of the mantle of Captain America, and like
that's right, which makes that scene in Endgame so much more important. I remember seeing in the theater watching that fight, and do you know how that comic ends in the Civil War?
Does the Civil War comic? I know they recreated one of the covers when Iron Man like blasts the shield. I know that shot is straight from the Civil War comic, and I know also the letter that Steve wrote to Tony. That's also straight from the comics.
Yes. Then, but another thing is that how it all ends is that Cap eventually gives in to end all the fighting, all the bloodshed. He surrenders himself. Mm-hmm. And then when he surrenders himself, he's getting taken up the like court steps and he gets killed. And it's called the death of Captain America. I think it turns out to be Red Skull gets snipers him and kills him on the steps. And... I remember thinking, like, how much are they going to take from the comics? Are they, you know, will we see Cap's end and he come back later on? But the entire fight scene, like, that was so emotionally driven, especially when you hear Iron Man say, when Cap's like, oh, it wasn't his fault, blah, blah. And Iron Man's like, I don't care. He killed my mom. And you're like,
true. Yeah. Yeah, it's like almost like a what would you do? I think that's also like kind of why we're so invested in these characters is I feel like with Marvel's recent films, it's like it's not as black and white. It's not like, oh, here's the hero, here's the villain. It's more so it's like even going back to Zemo, it's like he lost his entire family. Like he lost his father, his wife, his son over an attack that didn't need to happen. It was an Avengers level threat that the Avengers created themselves. And then going back to Captain America, the Winter Soldier, like Black Widow, she had leaked all the Hydra files, like just spilled all their secrets onto the internet. You know, a lot of it was encrypted. So that inadvertently had created the villain for Captain America Civil War because it's like now he's out for revenge and like he's all this information is public now. So he's learning all that he can about the Winter Soldier program. And, you know, he wants to see an empire fall.
And he succeeds.
I mean, I guess I was going to say like really, and I talk about this in my Captain America Civil War review. No one wins in the end of that film. I mean, Cap and Bucky escape, but like Bucky's injured. Both Cap and Tony end up with their best friends being like injured or like disabled. Like Rhodey is still has to relearn how to walk, and Bucky is missing an arm, and Zemo still ends up in jail in the end. So it's like
that's right, and that's not the last time we don't see everybody lose. Like Infinity War, that could have not ended Infinity War any better. But they, like I mean, like still, you watch that film, the heroes don't win. An entire loss. The person who wins is the bad guy at the end of the day. And the fact the final shot is him smiling.
Right. He did exactly what he said he was going to do. It's like, I was so confused like when I saw that movie in theaters because everybody clapped when Thor showed up at the Battle of Wakanda with Stormbreaker. That's still my favorite shot in the film. It's like, when
just the music, everything.
And then it's like that last... offensive. He throws Stormbreaker, cuts through the power of all six Infinity Stones. And then Thanos like, you should have gone for the head. And
and the rest is the rest is history.
Like, that just happened? They lost?
I know. And then that's how it ends. And I even Kevin Feige said that he wishes they never said part one and part two.
Oh, right, because it was initially going to be called Infinity War Part 1, Infinity War Part 2.
Yes, he wished he never said that.
I mean,
that.
I guess even from a story standpoint, Infinity War is still technically a half movie, I guess. I mean, Endgame does kind of pick up right where Infinity War left off. And really the reason why they lost was because there was no united front against Thanos.
No, and they're all separate. No, the reason why they lost was because they didn't have Hawkeye.
Okay.
Because you got to remember, the only time, every time Hawkeye's been on the team, they've won. The one time Hawkeye's not on the team, they lost.
Okay, yeah, that's a very valid point. I always say how, like, Hawkeye, he's the one character who just can't seem to retire. Every single time he tries to retire, it's like Godfather Part 3 all over again.
Just, yeah, every time I know. I agree with you. It's a horrible movie.
Okay. I haven't even seen it.
Oh, don't. Don't. As far as I know, there's only Godfather 1 and 2. That's all you need to watch. Right. But, you know, it's interesting because I was actually having this conversation with a friend the other day, and we were talking, we were ranking, because it was Halloween, so we were ranking the Harry Potter films, right? And
I've seen none of them.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. But we were talking because we were saying how part one of the final ending is definitely at the bottom of everybody's lists.
Wow.
Because to recent knowledge, every time there's been a part one and part two, part one has been shit because it's been so slow. So like Harry Potter, the Hunger Games, you know, everything that's been part one's been very slow in the sense that you look at Avengers, Infinity War, and Endgame, because they are two such, you know, they are technically a part one and part two, but because they're such different built films, they both stand on their own. And there are still people who prefer Infinity War over Endgame. So that was a part one and part. Oh, really?
Yeah. I personally think, and I think I mentioned this in my Infinity War review, that I just feel like Infinity War is one of those films, like, I think every generation has, like, a few films that are just, like, they're just, like, the greatest films, like, of that time. And I even mentioned how I feel like, again, we're going to look at Avengers Infinity War, like, we look at movies like Casablanca or Citizen Kane or, like, The Godfather.
Today. Oh.
It's like, I mean, you know, my grandkids are definitely going to be watching Avengers Infinity War. I just feel like it's one of those films, like, it just had more impact. Like, it was almost like Empire Strikes Back in a way where it's like, okay, like, the villains win. And it's like, you know there's going to be a follow-up movie.
Yeah.
It's like, you definitely know there's going to be a follow-up. I think there's definitely also a lot of, like, real-world themes, like I talk about in my podcast, how, like, Thanos is a really, like, compelling villain who he has the justifiable motives. Like, we see he's from Titan, and his homeworld, they were on the brink of collapse. They, you know, suffered, you know, it was, like, too many people, not enough food to go around. So then he proposes genocide, essentially, you know, random genocide. At random, you know, to dispassionate to fair and poor, to rich and poor alike, and
yeah, but you're right, because it's
you know,
that's the thing, is the terrible thing is, on paper, he's right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. On paper, he is right. Please ignore my dog. But you know, and I want to get one of those mugs that says Thanos is right. But that's the terrible thing, is he's not doing world domination. He's not doing wants to take over the world or be president or want to nuke everybody or be the ruler of the universe.
I think a post, it was either Instagram or YouTube. I saw a post how, like, Ultron wanted to like wipe out all life on the earth, Thanos wanted to save half of all life in the universe. He only wanted to wipe out half and save the other half so that way the other half could thrive. Yeah,
and then he was going to retire. He wasn't doing anything else. He even destroyed the stones.
He destroyed the stones. So they couldn't be... They served no purpose beyond temptation after...
Yeah. So he even did that. That's the thing, is like he will always be a particular villain. So the thing, Kang is a completely different, going to be a completely different kettle fish all together. Like we're going to, I think this will be a more, this will be more villain. This will be more, I'm going to take over everything.
Right. Do you think he's the new big bad in the MCU?
He is.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I heard theories like Galactus, Dr. Doom.
Dr. Doom is rumored. Because we know we're getting Avengers Kang Dynasty, and they're getting Avengers Secret Wars, which...
Avengers Secret Wars, yeah.
Oh my God, that's just... I can't fathom how that's going to be and who's going to rock up. Like, that's the major thing. But, you know, and it's... What's going to be coming next is very interesting to see the playing field and who's going to appear. You know, the fact we're getting Hugh Jackman back as Wolverine. We're getting Daredevil back. You know, and there's still rumors of Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield reappearing for Secret Wars.
Reappearing for Secret Wars.
You know, that's another thing that's on the cards. But, you know, just a slight curve. Speaking of movies coming up, you see in the past news that apparently they're going to be making Dodgeball 2. Have you seen that?
I have Dodgeball on DVD.
Yeah, apparently they're going to make Dodgeball 2.
They're making Dodgeball 2. That's officially happening.
Well, okay. Apparently it's about to be approved. So speaking about films.
About to be approved. All right, yeah. Please, Vince Vaughn and Ben Stiller and everyone, please approve this film. You see, now the only worry I have, and actually Justin Lin, the actor of the kid who was in high school in the first movie, Justin Lin, he's actually from my home state. He's from Fairfield, Connecticut.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's originally from Fairfield, Connecticut. My only concern is I realized 2004 was a very, very different time. I was three. Okay.
Well, I can see why that would be a different time.
Yeah. I'm done making everybody feel old. Okay, that's
I can feel it in my bones. I know.
Okay. Please don't cancel Cops Corner.
Cancel you for age.
You get canceled for ageism.
Yeah, ageism. You make me feel old. Cancel.
Made me feel old.
Yeah.
I realized 2004 was a very, very different time. I mean, that film is rated R. It's really just one of those raunchy comedies. It's one of those no holds barred. It's like
Anchorman.
I don't even know if I can repeat half the stuff that's said in that movie. No.
Dude, you can
Patches O'Houlihan. It's
my podcast is explicit.
I don't even know if I can say any of it with a straight face or anything.
That's the thing.
It's like, and somebody go some like remember, aim low. It's like, and somebody catch a ball out there. It's like watching a bunch of retards trying to hump a door.
Hump a doorknob. That's right.
You couldn't hit water. I haven't heard that. Gotta get angry.
Yeah. Do I drink my own piss? Yes.
That was
because it's sterile and I like the taste.
It's like that right there was the worst damn display of dodgeball I've ever seen in all my. It's like something you gotta grab and
Don't forget to dip, duck, dodge, or dip,
duck, dodge, duck, dip, dive, and. Dodge.
If you can dodge a ball, you can dodge a wrench.
You can dodge a ball. Dodge ball 2.
Yes, apparently that's... I don't know what... I don't know what would be... What story would you have to have for them to come back and go into another dodgeball tournament? What would be the reason why... They do that. That's the thing.
I don't even know. But again, I just feel like there's only so much today that can be said in terms. I mean, it really was. I mean, the first one's a raunchy comedy, and I just feel like, I mean, I kind of like to, you know, give every film the benefit of the doubt, like especially if it's a film where they're trying to do like a sequel decades later.
Top Gun.
Top Gun. I haven't seen Top Gun Maverick. I heard it was okay. But yeah,
it's a solid sequel.
Yeah, I mean, solid sequel, but like, I feel like there's also like a lot to live up to. It's like, is it going to live up to the first one? It's like, what? It's like, and also, again, like I literally just said, like, it's an entire 2022, like, it is an entirely different time period, almost 20 years later. There's a lot that you can't say today. Like, I just wonder, like, is it going to be the same raunchy?
Well, that's a good point. Like, can
comedy,
it?
Comedy, like, is it going to earn the R rating? Like,
yeah. Well, that's right. Like, you know, with everything being sensitive and, and, you know, you say the one wrong thing and you got a whole bunch of people like, going cancel you or this and that. And it's very hard to see. Sorry?
Or you're on Entertainment Tonight or TMZ. It's just like,
well, that's exactly right. You know, you said okay. This and you're like, actually, that's not what I said at all. Like, and they've twisted your words. Right. So TMZ, like, please.
Like, yeah,
TMZ, like, please do not go back in my episodes.
Oh, right. Yeah, definitely. Two as well.
yeah, you're right. Like, will it be that, you know, will it be as good? You know, that's a good point. Have you seen John Wick?
I've seen the first two John Wicks. Yeah, I have not seen Chapter 3 and I want to watch it before.
Parabellum?
Yeah, I haven't seen Parabellum.
Yeah.
But I've
seen it. I think definitely go check it out, all three, because the reason why I just mentioned is I saw in the news that Lionsgate, who own the rights to it, are looking to create a AAA video game of John Wick.
I think I heard of that. Yeah.
And when I saw it, I was like, yes.
Like, okay.
Pour the money into this. That would be, yeah. R rating would be sick.
Rated M for mature, yeah.
Oh yeah, your rating, your rating system.
Yeah, I forgot. I'm in the United States. Are video games rated the same as movies in Australia? Like,
I think they are, but I think like different categories bump things up and down. Like what we classify as M is different to what you classify as M.
Right. I guess for us, like M rated, but just ages like 17 and up. That's like profanity, blood and gore. I guess if you're playing GTA 5 online, nudity. Like excessive violence. Blood
well, yeah,
gore,
that's you know, what that's the John Wick game would have to be rated at.
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It would have to be rated M.
Yeah, it would have to go that far. But I think if done right, would be fantastic. And I can't wait for John Wick 4. I can't wait for that. But it's funny, actually, I only got into John Wick only in like the last couple of years. I had a mate who told me, he's like, haven't you seen this? And I said, oh, no, why? He's like, you need to watch it. I was like, all right. So I sat down and watched it. I'm like, this is fucking gross.
Yeah.
Like, I feel so sorry for the dog. Like, I still...
Oh, right. I mean, yeah, like, I'm sorry for the dog, but it's like, shoot. I mean, it's like, again, that theme of... It's like when a man has lost everything.
Like
he's got nothing left to lose. It's like,
yeah, like, you know, the bad guy in it said the best. He's like, you know, he's lost his wife. You took his car. You killed his fucking dog.
You killed his dog. Yeah. Right.
You know, like, he's coming for you, and there's nothing I can do.
Nothing I can do.
Yeah. But, you know, so yeah, when I saw that, I was like, sold. I need this in my life. Yeah.
But then in the second one, it's like there was the guy who he had the blood oath with who kind of like screwed him over in the end. He was like, you know, my father's died and he willed his seat to my sister. I need you to go and kill my sister. And then the sister ends up like killing herself instead. And then the guy who he had the blood oath with like ends up like putting a kill order out on him. It's like, I couldn't leave my sister's death unpunished. I'm like, what?
Out of all of them, that's the one I feel bad for him. Because I'm like, if they didn't make another John Wick, they closed the chapter so good. but like it shows, like I forgot his name, Winston in the first one said, you know, if you tiptoe yourself back in, you can't leave again.
Right, you can't leave again. It's like once you're in.
Once you're back in, which, you know, John Wick 2 proves that. And then John Wick 3 goes even further than that. But the ending in John Wick 2, that's such a good ending where everyone starts.
Right, everyone just
starts looking at me and the timer starts kicking in. So, yeah, when you go to watch John Wick 3 and then please let me know what you think. And then when you go to John Wick 4, which I can't wait for John Wick 4. Like, I take my mum.
Oh.
I take my mum to go see John Wick because she likes Keanu Reeves.
Okay, yeah.
Keanu Reeves, and I said, like, you sure you want to go see this? And she's like, yeah, I'll go see it with you.
Like, okay, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Personally, I mean, there's certain films that, I mean, like, I've seen and my parents have seen, but I've never watched with them. I think there's some movies you don't watch with your parents.
Yes, I could not watch. I could not watch any raunchy movies with my parents.
Yeah, I'm just like.
But watching a man slaughter a whole bunch of people in very cool action styles.
It's different.
Done.
Yeah, but yeah, no. John Wick's great. I'm definitely looking forward to Chapter 4. Definitely gonna check out Chapter 3. I mean, Keanu Reeves. I haven't seen Bill and Ted. Any of the Bill and Ted movies. I've only seen the first two Matrix films. I've seen The Matrix, and I've seen Matrix Reloaded.
Well, you've won more than me. I've only seen the first one.
I've seen the first one? Okay, well, yeah, the first one was the best. Matrix Revolutions, that third one, I fell asleep. Like, they're like for like 15 minutes in, I'm like, I can't do this.
I think a lot of people fell asleep. I think a lot of people fell asleep.
And then I heard that the fourth one wasn't even that good.
No, I heard that too. And I was kind of gutted because I was like, I want John Wick 4 before I want The Matrix 4.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and I've seen clips and bits of Bill and Ted. I've never actually sat down and watched a full movie. And if you haven't watched
Excellent.
If you haven't already, a good Keanu Reeves movie to go watch is Point Break. It's got Patrick Swayze in it, and it's such a typical 90s movie. Like, it's a bunch of bank robbers that are also extreme sports people. Oh. So they like surfing, skydiving, all this crazy stuff, but they also rob banks.
Oh, okay.
But it's a good story, but like when you watch it, like it's got 90s written all over it, like Speed.
Oh yeah, Speed I've heard about. Isn't that like the entire movie takes place on like a train or on like a bus or something? Like,
yeah,
Speed I've heard about. I think
Speed's
also,
good.
Do you know who directed Point Break?
No, I don't. No, but I think it's a well-known director, but yeah, Speed's good.
There's a series on HBO Max called.
And you should go watch Die Hard if you haven't seen Die Hard.
Hosted by Ava DuVernay, and each episode they focused on a different director. And I think the director each director kind of goes through like their one perfect shot and whatever the film that they chose was. And I think in one of the episodes, I don't know if he was the main director that was focused on for that episode, but I think the director of Point Break or some bank robbery movie talks about like the day that they filmed, like there's like a big like car chase. They had to like shut down like half of like downtown Los Angeles. And I don't know if it's Point Break or if it's some other bank robbery movie.
No, I kind of know which one you're talking about, but I don't know if it's the same one, but could be. But yeah, like I had to shut down a good section of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know which one you're talking about. Yeah, but I know, yeah. Please ignore my dog.
No, it's totally fine. I mean, I'm on campus now. I'm away at school, but back home I got a dog, and she will just bark and bark and whine. And just,
Yeah, you can hear everything.
Yeah, definitely. But what was I going to say? Keanu Reeves, like, I know he, like, 2019, he became like a whole internet meme. Like, he was known as like the internet's.
It was sad. Sad like, Keanu. Sorry, 2 seconds. Sad Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Yeah, he became a meme.
Yeah, there was the whole like Cyberpunk 2077, and then also was it E3? I think where he showed up.
Oh,
like,
that's right. It was E3 for Cyberpunk, and it was, what was it? Not your beautiful, not your outstanding. Oh, they said something in the crowd. It was like, oh, yeah, you're beautiful, or you're like, terrific.
Or, like, you're amazing, like, whatever he...
Like, yeah, no, you're amazing, I think it
you're
was.
You're amazing, yeah.
Yeah, and he points straight at him, boom, meme, straight away.
Yep, definitely. and then there was also, there's the movie on Netflix with Ali Wong and... Randall Park called
All
That's
Be
Mine,
right.
Maybe,
yeah, right? He's wearing the glasses.
He shows up as himself in that film. Like,
yeah. He's such a down to earth guy.
Right. Yeah. It's like he's such any, a... so he doesn't have any social media, I think.
No, he's completely unplugged from the world. And I think another person who's completely unplugged is Cillian Murphy, who is in Peaky Blinders.
I think I know who you're talking about.
He was also the Scarecrow in the Dark Knight trilogy.
Oh, him. Yeah, him.
Yeah, he's another person who's completely unplugged. He's got no social media.
Yeah, I saw there's a trailer for, he's in some movie, Oppenheimer.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't wait for that. That's Christopher Nolan has been one of my all-time favorite directors. He's directing this. It's got Cillian Murphy. It's got Matt Damon. It's got Robert Downey Jr. It's got
RDJ
and, oh, what's her name? Florence Pugh. She's in it too. Like, go have a look at the car. It's just a listing for this. And it's going to be very interesting. So I don't know a whole lot about Oppenheimer except obviously from the basics. But I think he's going to nail this out of the park. Because, you know, like the Dark Knight truly, Tenet, Inception,
The
Prestige.
I own Batman Begins on DVD. But I think the Dark Knight trilogy, those are the only Christopher Nolan films I've seen. And like the Dark Knight is, I still consider that my all-time favorite movie, like ever. but yeah, I know he did Inception, Tenet. Tenet, which actually came out during COVID, I remember.
Yes, which is unfortunate.
During the pandemic, and I think it had like a limited release.
That's a movie that suffered from COVID.
Right. But then I also heard like it got great reviews too.
It did. But like the box office return.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, obviously. I mean,
another movie I can recommend, which I think I've recommended you a lot of movies. Is he made a movie called The Prestige.
Prestige.
And it's got Hugh Jackman in it. It's got Christian Bale in it. It's got Scarlett Johansson, Michael Caine. It's even got David Bowie in it.
David Bowie's in it. Okay. I feel like I know what movie you're talking about.
And I recommend you watching it. It's one of those movies where you're watching and watching, 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 and then you get to the end and you're like, hang on, what? And you have to go back and watch it.
The Prestige. Like,
like the ending is such a mind fuck.
Right.
It's one of those movies that you'll go back and watch it again and you'll, like as you were saying, you'll notice different things.
Right. Yeah, I'll probably watch it for like the first time and then go back and like review it on my podcast. But I'm trying to think, is that the same? Definitely.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think, like, is there a... Like there was a video I was watching on Watch Mojo. It was like top 10 movies you need to watch before you die. And there was some movie that I think had like Mark Ruffalo and like John Slattery. It was some like journalism movie. Like Mark Ruffalo, John Slattery. I want to say Michael Keaton was in there as well. So I'm wondering, is The Prestige that same film? Maybe it's probably Johansson. I'm not sure. It had a bunch of like familiar faces that have been in like.
Did it have RDJ in it?
No, I don't think so.
So
it's probably something totally different. But
because I know the Zodiac has Mark Ruffalo in it, and that's apparently a really good movie. But no, I think there's a TV show that Mark Ruffalo was in quite recently, I think, which got really high reviews, and it's about some company that was dumping waste, and it was a TV show, and it turned a whole legal battle based on historical events. But it was about them dumping waste and covering it up, and no one was saying anything, something like that.
I think I know what show you're talking about. Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Yeah, and like that got really high reviews. But it's very interesting to know, like, yeah, what I think everyone's top 10 videos have top 10 movies to watch before you die. That's a listing that will always be different to each different person. Like for me, like you need to at least watch one of the original Star Wars movies. You need to watch Raiders of the Lost Ark. You need to watch Back to the Future. You need to watch Ghostbusters. And now to add on that list is you need to watch Infinity War Endgame on there now. And The Dark Knight. Like I know these obviously, you know, pop culture kind of films, but like I feel like Jurassic Park, like these are
Jurassic Park, yep.
These are massive stepping stones in film.
Yeah. I saw the first, well, I've now seen every Jurassic Park and every Jurassic World movie, but I didn't see Jurassic Park 3 until like earlier this year, like just before.
Yeah, miss much.
It was just before I saw Jurassic World Dominion. I saw Jurassic World Dominion in theaters, but I think like 2 or 3 days before then, I watched Fallen Kingdom, and you know, I like the first Jurassic Park with Jeff Goldblum, Sam Neill.
That's a big pile of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I definitely have to go back and like rewatch it at some point. Yeah, I like the first one. The second one, the second one was okay. I feel like it was missing Sam Neill. And then the third one, it was missing Jeff Goldblum. So yeah. Like the third one, I had started watching it like before, like years prior, and then I had like started it and then just like never went back to it. I'm like, okay, so the Raptors can communicate, and it's like, why are you parasailing on a like legal, it's a legal like,
yeah, I know, sales zone. I know.
Why are you there in the first, oh my god,
I still but think that same thing.
The one like good gem in that movie, and it came out it was a good year. You know, I mean, the movie that the movie Jurassic Park 3, like the year it came out, it was a good year. You know, 2001. It's an okay year. I mean, it's the year I was born.
I was gonna say, yeah, that'd be the year you're born, right?
Yeah, we did the math. Yeah, it's a semi okay year. A 3D printer shows up in that film, or at least an early version of one.
They make the
whistle thing.
Yeah, the communicator for the Velociraptors, which is a very chilling sound. When he starts playing, it's very chilling.
But I just got a kick out of that because, you know, me as a mechanical engineering student, and like
that's cool.
3D, and then yeah, like, and I work with 3D printers. I'm like, oh my god, it's an early printer, 3D printer.
Oh, if you major plug, I'm gonna, if you have a podcast called Earth 894?
I have not.
I'll send you a link to them. They recently just had a guest on their show. He's Frankly Built. And he is massive into 3D printers. And he's 3D print himself an entire working Iron Man costume. And he goes fully in depth on, you know, how he built it, the printers he used, and all of that. It's because of the fact you mentioned 3D printer, but I just listened to them just recently, and it's a really good episode. But just the fact that He's got like, I think, 4 or 5 3D printers that make him parts for his suit. I'm like, God, would that be nice? I'm like, I want a new suit. All print.
all print. Yeah, yeah. That actually. I mean, even like I watch the Marvel movies and it's like I have to accept the fact that it's all a movie and that it's all science fiction. It's like even going back to like that first scene in like Iron Man where he's in the cave and he's like designing the arc reactor and like just that shot of like all the pieces like one behind the other, like it looks great. And like I would always like kind of like sit and think of like, how would an arc reactor work? Like how would something like be able to create energy and then also store it at the same time and be powered by like a palladium core? And I always wind up like coming to the conclusion that it's a movie. And
oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, that's like the disclaimer. It's like, okay, again, this is all
a movie. It inspires you, doesn't it?
But yeah, like it also kind of like, you know, piques my interest. Like, what if we were able to do something?
It inspires you, doesn't it? So I think science fiction is one of those beautiful things. Inspires you. You know, is this possible? Can you do it? You know, and the famous line, you know, Tony Stark was able to build this in a cave with a box of scraps. You know,
he yelled at Ralph from A Christmas Story.
That's right. Yeah. But you know, like I don't know how many people were inspired to make a real hoverboard from Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, yeah, which I think is still...
Thank God they did not end up in the real 2015. That would have been very different.
Yeah, I know. It's interesting how much did not come to pass.
How much didn't come to pass. Well, the Cubs did win the World Series.
Yes, that one did.
Yeah, the Cubs won the World Series.
But no, it inspires you from all that sci-fi. And I think the lace-up shoes, I think they are real. They're not obviously past production, but someone has actually made lace-up shoes that do automatically lace up. But I think it was, I could be wrong, I think it was part with Nike and it was only like a special limited run.
Oh, yeah.
Like they haven't mass produced them because it would cost too much for a shoe.
True, yeah.
But you know, there are people out there that do have them that actually, yeah, they press a button, times you on
that
like
actually be pretty cool. I think about it.
I'm like, I mean, that's the future right there. But look,
even huh? Yeah, I mean, FaceTime. I guess literally what we're doing right now.
Well, that's right.
Like,
yeah.
If you watch like Blade Runner, like even if you go back to like and you watch like Spaceballs, like they're like video conferencing. It's like, you know, this is, well, Star Trek watches, you know, smart watches. I mean, it's pretty much the same.
A camera, a phone, an audio, a studio.
Camera phone. Yeah.
Internet talking, you know, talking to people. Yeah, you're right. The watch is probably the best example, you know, and the fact that you can go on camera with your watch as well. But we're going to have to say, you know, thank you very much for tuning into this episode. I think this has been a great conversation. Going to have to... Yeah. Slowly wrap up. but fine. I just want to say, you know, I really appreciate you being on this episode. It's been great chatting with you and getting your insight. And I really hope everyone who's listening in, go check out his show. This man, sky's the limit. He's got so much on the horizon. You've got a great show and keep pumping them out, sir.
Will do, definitely. Thanks for having me.
No, anytime. You're always most welcome to come on at any future episodes. You always have a spot reserved.
Yep, and you'll always have a spot at the Cops Corner as well. So, you know.
Well, I'll hold you to that.
Yeah, one of these days. Yep, and I thank you for waking up early on your Sunday morning too.
It's all right. I think I've woken up at 5 before as well to try and do an international. So. I don't mind. I'm happy to do this any time of the day. But look, everyone who is listening, thank you very much for tuning with this episode. Please go check out our socials. I'll put links in the description so you can jump over to Cubs Corner Podcast. And until the next time, happy ranting.
Happy ranting.
Thanks for listening to Lights, Camera, Rant. If you like the show, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. While you're at it, leave us a rating and review, and be sure to tell your friends. Until next time, happy ranting.